If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Scott Korzenowski in for Chad Hartman, who is ill today, joined by a fill-in producer as well, Lindsey Brown. You tell me you went back to me my KSDP days?
Mm-hmm. I think it was 2016, 2017 when we crossed paths. I was too scared to speak to you because I was just learning how to press buttons and move everything.
Did you produce one of my shows?
I think I was sitting in to learn how to produce. So I was an apprentice in your presence.
Do you remember who the producer was back then?
Ooh, maybe Ryan. There was a lot of maybe it was I Dave. Don't. Maybe it was Dave Harrigan.
Yeah,
we don't know. There's a lot of carryover.
It was back in the days that we did that. Well, welcome. I want to start the show. And by the way, there was that security breach apparently the entire computer systems of the city of St. Paul have been hacked and are shut down. We just heard that with Susie on her news. So we'll look into that. I just kind of popped up my phone. There was a couple of paragraphs on it in the Star Tribune. So later in the day, we'll get to that. We also have got Ask Adam Anything. Ask Adam Anything? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Ask Adam Anything. He'll be in here at 12:30. And then we are going to be joined by another guest, Jamie. Is it pronounced Yuckus?
Yuckus?
We'll
have to put it in the Google
machine. We'll have to get it right. But she's, I think, a fairly regular on Chad, and she's nice enough to keep a regular spot calling in from L.A., so we'll get to all that. But the first thing I got to talk about is the thing I'm most excited about, which is J.J. McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy, I'm listening to every Matthew Collar podcast. As soon as he drops a podcast after every single practice, I want to know exactly how J.J. McCarthy looked. I've never voluntarily attended a football practice. I did it when I was a sports writer. I had to go and be at the Miami Dolphins training camp, and it was brutal. It was hot. The room was small. We were so far back, you could hardly see what was going on. And then half the players didn't want to talk to you when they were done. I've been scarred for life by that experience. Don't want to go back to do it. I always tell Matthew Collar, I said, Matthew, I love you because you do the things I don't want to do. You sit through that practice all day. But I'm sure they have a very nice room because it's the TCO Center, air conditioned, big. We were in a small, cramped little room, no air conditioning in August in Miami. So you can imagine what that was like. But I have pondered, not Christian pondered, but I've pondered maybe going down because I want to lay my eyes on J.J. McCarthy. I've got a huge man
crush. You're that inspired.
I'm inspired. I mean, look, I'm really easy to jump on stuff like this. Last year, remember when we had the Pastronaut up here, Dobbs? What was his first name again?
Josh
Dobbs. And he had those two incredible games. I think it was against the Falcons and maybe against the Cardinals, if I remember correctly.
Shades of Wildcat offense.
Well, no, yeah. And I said, I really believed it. I said, this is going to be our Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my God. You do get to the Kool-Aid early.
I do. I mean, it's you know, As a child, I cried at Super Bowl IV because I was 9 years old, and the Vikings, I'd never seen them lose a game. I didn't see the first game that year. They went 12-2. They were 12-1 going to their last game. It didn't matter. So they just played all the scrubs. So that wasn't really a loss. Then they won two incredible playoff games, including a blowout of the Browns in the NFL title game. And I thought they would never lose. I thought they were going to win nothing but championships. And they get to win one, as we know. I suffered through four Super Bowls. But going back to 2023, the draft of J.J. McCarthy, the Caleb Williams draft, the great quarterback draft, where it went Caleb Williams, and then it went Jaden Daniels, and then it went Drake May, and then surprisingly Penix, and then J.J., and then Bo Nix, right? That was the whole thing. But I was, once I knew that the Vikings weren't going to get one of the top three guys, Caleb, Jaden, or Drake May, I went all in by going online and following guys like JT O'Sullivan, who has the QB School, which is a great website. He breaks down the film of quarterbacks. And it's really, if you look at the NFL draft, I think one of the most difficult positions to draft correctly and evaluate correctly is quarterbacks. I mean, let's look at the number one picks that were busts. A guy named Couch years ago. There was DeMarcus Russell, terrible. I mean, a lot of the number one picks not only weren't as good as being number one picks, who is the guy that was at Kansas City before Patrick Mahomes?
Alex Smith.
He had a good career, but he was the number one pick in the draft. He wasn't that, but he had a good career, not a terrible career.
Coached by the Harbaugh that led J.J. McCarthy into his greatness, right? So yep. There's some crosshairs there.
Yeah, and it's similar there that you know, they had a good quarterback. You know, the Chiefs did, and then let him go. Alex Smith, right? Is that Alex Smith?
Yep.
Let him go and went to Mahomes. And everyone said, are you crazy? Just like everybody's saying, we had a good quarterback in Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's season last year was kind of like an Alex Smith season. You know, good quarterback, led you to a lot of victories. You got to the playoffs, very successful season. And then they just moved on to him, which was the right move for a lot of reasons. But when I was studying all those, you know, I'm watching JT O'Sullivan. I'm watching Chase Daniel. Chase Daniel just recently broke down J.J. McCarthy's passes, videos of some of the passes that came out of the indoor practice, not even the pad practice. And he was gushing about how his technique, his foundations, his everything he does is right. That his footwork is right. That his arm angle is right. That he's really a very highly technically efficient quarterback. Even now. And you look at Caleb Williams, and he's none of those things. So the part about quarterbacks that make them so difficult to evaluate is clearly, by the way, when I was looking at the different sizes of the quarterbacks, Caleb Williams is actually 6'1". Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that.
A little undersized, but the mobility trumps it all. At least that's what the draft card was.
He does.
Saying.
He is very remindful of Patrick Mahomes, the way he moves in the pocket, okay? But he doesn't have a lot of the foundation. He doesn't throw with anticipation. His footwork isn't very good. And you can kind of read between the lines when Ben Johnson, the new coach there, is giving them, gives press conferences. He doesn't come out and say, boy, he's getting it. I mean, it doesn't mean he's not. Maybe Ben Johnson just wants to be quiet about it. But I think Ben Johnson is looking at Caleb Williams and going, he's got a long way to go.
Well, let's not forget which organization he plays for. The Chicago Bears, which haven't developed a quarterback for how many decades, if ever. And so I think with Ben Johnson, that job of finding that instantaneous success that maybe the Washington Commanders were able to find last season, I think that's a tougher ask just because from what I've heard, kind of how disorganized, how disillusioned everybody is around that building. And so you have to do some deinstallation before you really start getting into what Ben Johnson's offense is, how they reach the success that they did with Jared Goff.
Caleb was kind of controversial because he had bad body language on the sidelines when he was in college. He blamed other people. I mean, a lot of stuff.
He cried in the arms of his mother.
Yeah,
how dare
yeah,
he, Corzo?
That didn't bother me. I'm sure J.J. McCarthy could be led to tears by something his mother does. So, but I think J.J. McCarthy is going to be great. He is going to be great. And he has a lot in common with Tom Brady. He hasn't played yet, but he does everything that he does is to be a good quarterback. Tom Brady, his whole lifestyle was developed around being a great quarterback. You know who else does that? J.J. McCarthy. That doesn't mean he's going to be Tom Brady, but I think he might have more physical ability than Tom Brady.
Oh,
J.J. McCarthy.
If you watch the 40 from Tom Brady's drafting year, absolutely.
So, look, as a longtime Vikings fan, I am reeling. Okay, somebody said it's pronounced Ukus. Thank you very much. So we'll get Ukus correctly when we...
Ukus.
Yeah, I mean, when I had... the women's basketball coach on from the University of Minnesota. I was very concerned about getting her name correctly. In fact, now I can't remember the
name. Now you're scared of it, because then if you mess it up.
But she was so nice, by the way, that I think I did get it wrong, but she was very, very nice. So anyway, I am not afraid to jump all in and go for, and let them stomp on my heart again. I'm just not. I mean, like last year, I remember I watched the first game, and I said, the Vikings, once JJ got hurt, I was so depressed about it. I thought, I'll watch the games.
It was over for you in camp.
Well, it was. I'm going, what's the point? And then I watched the first game, and I go, you know what? Sam Darnold was pretty good. And then by about the fifth game, I'm going, Sam Darnold is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get
slaying it.
And then you get to the end of the year, and they did it to us again. You know, they did it to us again. I mean, it's I'll tell one story. The Brett Favre year when they're playing the Saints. Was that 2009 or 2008, 2009?
It turned into 2010. It turned over on the calendar. 2010. But
so 2009 season. And I told my wife, I said, for the next 3.5 hours, unless someone is dying, I'm going to go into my little coma here and be completely irrational. And so I'm watching this game. And I'm saying, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. Another fumble. They're not going to do it. They're not going to. And then they broke off that run right before the timeout. And I looked at her and I said, we're going to the Super Bowl. And then the 12 men in the huddle. And then the interception. I shouldn't have done it, but I'm the one to blame for that. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more football, but from a completely different perspective. You've all heard by now about the shooting in downtown New York, where a 27-year-old man who played high school football was trying to hunt down the NFL because he claims he had CTE. This is something that the NFL has dealt with in a good way, but we'll talk about what the horribleness of that disease. And we come back here on WCCO 830. Korzenowski in for Chad. Korzenowski and Lindsey Brown in here filling in for Chad.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
All right, so I've just been informed by Lindsay that the music is going to be theme, and I do not want to know the theme. I'm going to try to guess it.
Today's theme.
Not of just, I don't want to know it yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to try to guess it.
Listening's hard.
We'll see how long it'll take to get it. So okay. I've got the first clue right there. That's certainly Latino music, and they're singing about a party. So we'll see. Those are the two things I got from that one. We'll see.
I mean, the vibe is the vibe.
The vibe is the vibe.
Language doesn't matter.
I'm sure most of you have heard by now that there was a person named, his name is Shane. He's been identified. Shane Tamura fatally shot a New York Police Department officer, a Blackstone executive, and two others at a Park Avenue skyscraper housing NFL offices, and believed to be his intended target, though his motive was unclear earlier in the day. But Shane Tamura, he was 27. He stormed the office building at 345 Park Avenue shortly before 6:30 p.m. It was yesterday, Monday, spraying the lobby with bullets from an AR-15-style rifle. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch said Tamura took an elevator up to the Rudine Management's 33rd floor office, where he continued firing rounds before turning the gun on himself, according to Tisch. Apparently, he had gone up the wrong elevator, we've heard, so he wasn't in the NFL offices. He was in Rudin Management's offices, where he killed somebody there. Officer Didarul Islam, 36, and a Blackstone executive, Wesley LePatner, were among the dead. The NFL said one of its employees was seriously injured. Mayor Eric Adams said Tuesday that Tamura appeared to have gone to the wrong floor and had intended to reach the NFL offices located on the lower levels. So the shooter who killed four people, including a police officer in a Park Avenue tower, left a note found in his wallet referring to the brain disease CTE, and accused the league, which has offices in the building, of concealing the dangers of the game. The three-page handwritten suicide note, where the shooter wrote in pen a request to study his brain and that football gave me CTE, was found in his wallet. So CTE, did you ever see the movie Concussion?
I did, and I'm the proud owner of four diagnosed concussions myself. So I'm staring my future in the face.
So you were in, what'd you get
hockey
from?
Goalie.
You were hockey goalie.
Mm-hmm. And you don't know me that well. You can't tell yet.
You got four concussions. So by getting hit in the head with pucks?
It was mostly bodies. There was one where I caught an edge and went head first into the boards. It's just, there's a lot of ways that you can get big boom in a hockey arena.
Yeah, absolutely. And so four different ones. Mm-hmm. So how many years ago was this?
During my playing career, I got one in high school, and then
what year would that have been?
I graduated high school in 2010.
Okay.
And so I had my worst one was in 2009 in January. That's where I caught the edge and went head first on the boards. I got taken out of classes, like took the grade that I had. I had to go into school late to get extra sleep. I had to take a nap midday, no screens. It was still pretty early in our understanding of concussion,
right,
but we were taking
some precautions.
We were taking precautions, but we also had those baseline tests where athletes would take them before the season would start to kind of test where your cognitive abilities were. And then should you sustain head trauma, you would compare the results and then just see how much loss there was at that time or how much healing you had to go. And so that was all there, but we're in a much different place now.
Yeah, I think when I was a kid, I suspect I had two concussions. One was playing hockey, just park board hockey, outdoor park board hockey, and I tried to squeeze by the boards, and a guy that was way bigger than me basically hit my head into the boards. And I remember laying on my back and waking up, so I had been knocked out, because my parents are, like, looking at me when I'm laying there.
At least they were watching you.
When I became back to consciousness, yes. The other one, I was playing football, and there was this running back he was in our league. This is, like, seventh grade football, and I was playing middle linebacker because the two previous middle linebackers had broke their arm, two of my good friends. And so now I was kind of a skinny kid and I'm playing middle linebacker because, seventh grade park board football. What are you going to do? And this running back hack was kind of like the Herschel Walker of his day, or the Bo Jackson of our league. He put tape on his helmet, and we were all knew who he was. He was like a celebrity. And so there's a play where the hole opens up and I fill it, and Hack's got the ball, and I would lead with my helmet. That's how I tackle.
They don't teach that
anymore.
No,
they don't.
Corzo.
And that might explain some of the things I got going. And I got hit so hard, and the collision was so violent. It was just unbelievably violent. And I'm laying on the ground, and I'm seeing stars.
Yeah.
So I have a concussion, right?
For sure.
But I'm sitting there kind of thinking, man, I brought down Hack. And so I turn and look. He's 25 yards down the field, still running. There's like three other guys in a similar position to me, laying on the turf, sprawled out. I staggered to the sidelines, and the coach comes up and like hits me in the head, like, good job, and hits me in the head. So I did not miss a single play. I went right back in, played the rest of the day, went home that night, threw up all night. And my,
problematic.
They never even brought me to the doctor. Nobody knew anything about it. So that's what it's like. But CTE, if you've seen the movie Concussion, I would highly recommend it. It's about the doctor that discovered CTE and how the league went on that. And so there's been a long history. If you watch that movie, they show some of the things that happened. There was the one guy who was like beating up his family, and he mm-hmm. finally came out of it, and then he drove away and killed himself. That's mm-hmm. a true story. So this is something that the CTE is a degenerative disease associated with repeated hits to the head. Was first identified almost a century ago in boxers, and it has since been found in soldiers and other athletes in full contact sports like rugby and hockey. Now, it's really based more, you know, I don't know that having had two concussions when I was younger, you haven't having four. It's really more the constant hitting on the mm-hmm. helmet that
shaking in the brain, because sometimes it's not about those big booms, the big collisions. It's those little just. And eventually,
it's, and the constant of it. And so, yep. So if you're going to play football, even though football has done a great job of getting rid of those vicious hits, like if you go back and watch like when there was the NFL Today with Brett Musburger, and they show the start to that show, da 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 da, dun dun, and mm-hmm. that's the music, and they show every hit they show during that montage is illegal today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they were glorifying back in those days. I mean, you know, the big hit, you know, Jack Hitman, the hitman, one of the DBs. So it's really been a terrible case. And there's been a lot of athletes that have committed suicide. In fact, if you watch the movie Concussion, the actor playing Dave Duerson, mm-hmm. he was a member of the he was in the league office, and he was against this concussion protocols that this doctor was pushing. And Dave Duerson later ended up killing himself, shooting himself in the chest, mm-hmm. and said, study my brain. So he got CTE himself, even though that person was part of the NFL office at the time and was fighting back against it. But the NFL has done what it can do. But frankly, if my son has grown and didn't play football, but if he wanted to, I would be kind of torn. You know, I want to let my kids mm-hmm. do what they do, but it's certainly not a safe sport. So that's really the lesson from this. And also, by the way, Mr., remember, I knew Aaron Hernandez. He was found to have had severe.
And you see it earlier and earlier. And I coach hockey for my other job, and I have a lot of young people that aspire to that professional league, be that the NFL, be the NHL. And I covered the NHL for a little bit, and the Raiders in the NFL too. And I think there's this over glamorization of making it and what that means. Like, you get paid a lot of money for sure. You get millions of dollars. And by our standards in society, you are the best person that's ever existed because you're profitable and you can perform and we can all watch and we can get so much from it. But when you're paid for that money, you're paid for all the dings that you sustain that season. So all those limps, all those birthdays, those recitals that you miss with your kids, that time never comes back. And then later on, there's a very, very high risk of potential violence afflicted to themselves and to the people around them. I think about the families.
And I'll tell you what I think is, at the end of the movie,
yeah.
he's giving a speech, the doctor, who's played by Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And he's giving the speech, and he says, yes, the players, the NFL players, they understand that there's dangers. You can break your legs. You can get paralyzed. You can break
right.
an arm. You can tear up a knee. But he goes, we never understood that we were also going to have severe brain damage. And
right.
now they know.
And is
now
it worth it, Corzo?
But now at least they know.
Are the millions worth it, though?
That's
because you could say, well, you know, and you go through it and you want to go sacrifice. Maybe your family's coming from immense poverty and this is a way for you to take them into a different stratosphere. I don't judge the choice, but that's really where it is.
No, it's and to me, if you – but now it's informed consent.
Mm-hmm.
They now know that's part of the deal. Even though the league has taken up the big hits, you can't play football without being constantly hit in the head.
Right.
So anybody that's out there, and we've seen a lot of younger players leave way early in their career because they didn't want to do it anymore. When we come back, a half hour where we can ask Adam Carter anything, and we will.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Well, you, sir, just shared one of your my hidden talents. The
so we're on already.
Guessing of the time at any given point of day. How good are you at guessing the time at any given point of day?
Yeah, like if you haven't looked at the clock for a long time, try to guess. I'm usually within 15 minutes.
Yeah, me too.
15, 20 minutes.
I think, is that like an old, I'm not saying you're old or I'm old,
well,
but
I
is that
old.
A, is that an old guy kind of thing?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Plus I mean, getting up. Minutes for the billable hours?
What's that?
Plus or minus 15 minutes for the billable hours.
Yeah,
that
I always round up to the
15
minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, you got to.
Ask Adam Anything.
You got it.
This is my first chance at asking Adam Anything. All right.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you. So I'm going to start with.
All right.
Earlier I was talking about my unguarded optimism and, frankly, man crush that I have on J.J. McCarthy to the point where I'm trying to see every single pass he throws in practice. I'm putting huge amounts of stock into everything, and I believe that it's my only concern for AJ isn't that he's going to be great, JJ, is that he's going to get hurt.
Right.
That's it. So do you also think that he's the savior the Vikings have been waiting for all
you
these
know,
years?
I was thinking about this just the other day and the fact that, okay, I am a football fan. I like to know, I like to think I know a little bit about the game, but I'm wondering, is this hype for J.J. McCarthy, is it similar to other quarterbacks that the Vikings have drafted in the past? And that we're just, it's more hype now because the game itself continues to just get more and more hyped. I like to believe that the young man is a special talent. And I think it more so has to do with, certainly he's got the talent, but we've seen it's like finding that special sauce of what makes a quarterback great in college and then great in the National Football League, which is such, there's so few of them.
It's the reason why I'm so.
Okay, what is it?
The reason why is because there's a lot of, like for example, Caleb Williams is mechanically not a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just out there winging it on his athletic ability.
Right.
J.J. McCarthy, for example, Dan Orlovsky on ESPN,
yep.
who's really good at breaking down quarterbacks himself.
I agree.
Remember the famous guy
stepped out of the end zone.
But he's a really good commentator, and he really studies the film. And last year, the number one guy he liked that he said he would have picked first was Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
He was right about that.
Absolutely.
And he basically says the same thing about J.J.
Wow.
He says J.J. And then Chase Daniels is also breaking down his film. J.T. O'Sullivan online is breaking down his film. It's all about his footwork. What I'm looking for is, do they have the right footwork and the right anticipation?
Mm-hmm.
J.T. O'Sullivan always says, because every play has like progressions, a pass play.
Mm-hmm.
They go back and there's one, two, three, four. These are the four. And he goes, one, two, three, you can play for me. In other words, J.J. often can get to that third one really fast, and he'll make quick decisions and throw it. Does that mean he isn't going to have some bad games? Of course he is.
Right.
Does that mean he's not going to maybe throw some stupid interceptions?
Mm-hmm.
I think he will. I think, if anything, I think he'll throw maybe more interceptions than we would like, but I don't think he's going to play scared. I think he's going to play a lot like Darnold did until the last two games.
And the key, too, is the structure. They've built this offensive line to protect him, and I think that is such a huge thing. No matter, I think mediocre quarterbacks can become pretty good quarterbacks if you have a really good offensive line.
And the other things he does, you know, Caleb Williams says, hey, nobody taught me how to watch film. J.J. McCarthy's been watching film since high school.
Mm-hmm.
He gets together, and you know, he said Harrison Phillips. He said J.J. gets hurt. He comes up to him and he says, when can I meet with you to go over film with you so I can see what you're thinking as a defensive player?
Mm.
And he's doing. I mean, so J.J. his whole life is focused on being a good quarterback, much like Tom Brady. That's what Tom Brady did. He took eye training. Anyway, so I think
you heard it. Corzo says J.J. McCarthy
is going
the next Tom Brady. What are we thinking? Four or five Super Bowl titles?
I'm happy with one.
One.
Okay.
Start.
I'm not greedy.
Okay.
I'm not LeBron. One,
right.
two,
no.
three. No, I think that the Vikings will win a Super Bowl with J.J. McCarthy and KOC. I will definitely say that. Okay. Well,
I'm on board. Skull, baby. Sign me up.
I mean, and then, you know, I get crushed, but, you know, I'm 65. I mean,
you're kind of a romantic. You keep going back for it, and you get absolutely shattered, and you're just like, give me another laugh.
It's part of the joy of it. It's part of it. The pain is part of the joy.
And if you're right, guess what? You said it.
Yeah.
Exactly,
and you get
right.
to put that on your resume.
All right, AI. So we all know that artificial intelligence. In the law, you know, I'm a lawyer, and there was this famous lawyer who did artificial intelligence to write his brief.
Yep.
And he gives it to the court without checking it. And there were all sorts of sites. A site is where you say, this is the law. And then you're either going to refer to a statute or you're going to refer to a case where a judge has interpreted that law and that will establish the law. And so you cite cases. Anytime you say something is the law, you have to have some sort of a site that proves that you know what you're talking about. Okay. And so the judge's law clerk starts looking at these cases and goes, these cases don't exist. And the guy got yelled at. Well, we had some guy in our office, a lower level guy in our office, did an article, and it's citing stuff that wasn't there. And now we're deciding, do we need to fire this person or not? Because you have to check.
Right.
You know, when you go on AI, you have to. I did one thing on AI and it was terrible.
Yeah.
So I have what's called AI hesitancy.
So do I.
Okay. And this general phenomenon often has been described as AI hesitancy or AI reluctance. The typical adoption curve assumes a person who is hesitant or reluctant to embrace a technology will eventually do so anyway. However, they're saying that this hesitancy is almost like being a vegan, that you will not eat meat no matter what they say, and that we will not do AI no matter what. I think I will do AI. I will just be careful. But I do have a hesitancy in doing it.
I think we all will do AI. And I do think that hopefully the good will far outweigh the negative, but here's my sample size. You talked about to a much lesser level of citing, you know, legal briefs.
Yep.
We do a thing on Friday called Smarter Than Carter, where it's just a general multiple choice quiz, and if a caller calls in and gets more questions than me, right, I give them a hat.
Okay.
We do a topical. So, like, let's say the other week it was the baseball All-Star game. So we had AI write us a multiple choice quiz on the Major League Baseball All-Star game. It was riddled with inaccuracies.
Yep.
And that is the most basic level of AI, but that gives me significant AI hesitancy.
Well, mine was we had to do a mediation submission. And you write, you kind of explain your case to a mediator.
Sure.
The other side does it. Then the mediator comes in and he does the Henry Kissinger, goes back and forth, tries to get you to resolve your case. It's the best way to get cases resolved. So you write these, so they're not really like a legal brief. They're more like, they're more in a narrative yep. type format. You cite some cases and stuff like that. And I had, and so I was kind of, and so I had the, I had AI write it. And I went, but I went in, I checked stuff and I did it. Mm-hmm. My partner that I was having the mediation with, he goes, you used AI, didn't you? I said, yeah, how'd you know? He goes, because it was terrible. And he goes, you're a really good writer.
Yeah.
I said, all right. So I've been really hesitant to do it since then.
Right.
But, so you guys don't want to use it just because it doesn't work.
Yeah, I'm not a lucky.
Yet, you know, to your advantage.
Correct. I think
I don't want to use it because it takes up a lot of energy. It erodes like human creativity, and there's a lot of ethical reasons for it. But if it was more practical, if you were further along, would you be more?
Yes, I do. 100%. I think I need to. It could really shorten time to do stuff. Clients mm-hmm. will start demanding it if we can. But the reason I don't like it is sometimes it takes more work to go and figure out what it did wrong.
Yeah,
and the hallucination factor out there is big. Okay, that's another. We should probably take a break.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, we'll ask Adam a couple more questions. He'll take us to the top of the hour here on 830 WCCO. I'm trying to guess the theme of the music. Cookies?
This is French.
So it's going to be... It's going to be international. Is that right?
Anything but English.
Anything but English.
Oh. That is
the
our
first
theme
one
today.
We have Latino. Now this is French.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to it. That'll be good. Okay. Here's another question. Yep. David Brom.
Yeah.
You're aware of David Brom.
I am.
For those of you that don't know, he was the teenager when he killed four members of his family with an axe in their Rochester home, and he was released early Tuesday from the correctional facility in Lionel Lakes. His status on the Department of Corrections website has changed to indicate Brom has been assigned to a work release. It had previously listed him as incarcerated. He will now live in a halfway house. Do you think he should be released or he shouldn't be released, or do you need more information?
We debated this, Jor and I did, for a good half an hour, yeah. Got calls on it, and this is like my instinct was to say, well, okay, this is an individual who was 16 at the time, mm-hmm. and the law has been changed, and... You know, if he was 25 at the time, I don't think it'd be a question.
Right.
But he was 16. But are there, this is the debate about the prison system, about whether the rehabilitative nature of prison versus the punishment nature of prison, and do some crimes simply go beyond rehabilitation, whether or not, and I think I talked myself into saying that this, yes, 16 or not, this crime is so awful that you hope that this man, David Brom, becomes learned in prison, betters himself. But do not those crimes warrant him spending the rest of his life incarcerated?
Yeah, and you know, here's what he said. He said, I did not – it said, Brom has had one infraction in 37 years in the prison. That was when he once had too many people in
a cell. I read that.
And earlier this year, he told the supervised release board that he had a poor attitude during his early years of incarceration, but then began to take advantage of educational offerings and mentorship. And this kind of gets to the point of what's the purpose? There's two purposes of imprisoning mm-hmm. people. One is to take dangerous people off the grid
yep.
so they can't hurt you. And the other is to punish them
mm-hmm.
for what they did and to get justice. So to me, and you know, everyone's going to say, oh, you're a lefty, this and that. I'm just saying, if, you know, he's obviously been in there, what, 37 years, something
yep.
like that? So he's certainly been off. In my line of, if he isn't dangerous anymore,
mm-hmm.
because in order to commit a crime, I remember we learned this in law school, it's called mens rea. You have to have the intent to commit the crime. Mm-hmm. That's why when some people say it's temporary insanity, mental illness, voices were telling me to kill somebody, you know, when that's going on, you really didn't commit a crime. You need to be taken off the streets because mm-hmm. you're dangerous because you could do it to somebody else.
Right.
But you didn't really commit the crime because you weren't intentionally doing it. And when he was 16, his brain was way different than it is now.
I agree.
So if, in fact, the people that are experts believe that this is a man who's served 37 years and who is no longer a danger to society, I guess I don't have a problem with them letting him out.
Mm-hmm. Is not, though, the punishment part of prison, though. Aren't there certain crimes, though, that just...
But they changed that, right? They changed it in his case. They said because he was... In other words, now the legal debt... If this was to happen today, he would, with the law, and he was doing it as a 16-year-old, mm-hmm. he wouldn't be able to get that sentence. I think that's what happened.
Okay.
They changed the law. Now, that doesn't mean that he necessarily has the right to get out. I don't even know that he asked to get out. I think mm-hmm. they just went to him and said, we're going to let you out.
Yeah.
Now, you can think back to Shawshank, you know,
yeah.
You know, when the old guy gets out, Brooks gets out, and
right.
he can't survive out
yeah.
there, right? I mean,
Brooks.
So there's all of that, too. So
his little bird, too, that died, didn't it?
What's that?
Did the bird go with Brooks, or did the bird stay Brooks, at the prison
here.
With the library
I
stuff?
I forget about that. All right, one more thing. One more here. Major League Baseball on Monday placed Cleveland Guardians star closer Emmanuel Clase on non-disciplinary paid leave as part of an ongoing investigation into spot-fixing allegations involving his teammate, starting pitcher Luis Ortiz. Sports books had identified unusual wagering activity on two of Ortiz's pitches this season, being a ball he threw both far outside the strike zone, prompting the pro. Believe it or not, you can bet on if the next pitch is
totally
going to be a strike or not.
Totally believe it.
It's. I mean, we did a whole thing last time I was on about FanDuel
yeah.
FanDuel. What's the other one? FanDuel and
DraftKings. DraftKings
are the worst. And I hope they never allowed to do sports betting in this state.
Yeah.
Sports betting in this state, I'm fine. Go to the casino.
Yeah.
Where it's not in your pocket, taunting mm-hmm. you. Hey, what's the next yep. pitch going to be? It's absurd what's
right.
going on. And so they there was unusual amount of betting on these two pitches, and the guy throws it 3 feet outside.
Yeah,
I mean, are they idiots?
And thus the problem with gambling and the proliferation of gambling when it comes to professional sports.
And here you have you know I always thought that now that they make so much money, you know you saw it the Joe, what is it, Eight Men Out, the movie
yeah.
about Joe,
mm-hmm. Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Shoeless Joe Jackson. And you go back to that, and they were making no money.
Right.
Was their manager, was Wrigley, I think?
Yeah.
He wasn't paying. They were making no money.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
College kids, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they're making money.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. But as long as that should be one of the advantages of these guys getting paid so much money, why right. would they risk it for whatever they can make?
Because they have the money.
It's just
and it's the adrenaline rush.
I need the itch.
Yeah,
but I'll say this: it is bad that a lot of players are off social media because people are like sending them messages.
Oh, yeah.
You owe me money.
Ruin my fantasy football.
It's really ruining sports.
Yeah,
it's that you know back in the old days when the leagues wouldn't even let you mention that
right.
you went to gamble. Alex Karras and Paul Hornung mm-hmm. were suspended, I think, for a year.
Yeah.
For being greeters.
Yes.
At the door of a casino.
Crazy.
Changed a little bit. Well, thanks, Adam.
You got it, Corzo.
Thanks, Adam.
Good to be with you.
Ask Adam anything.
Yeah.
We solved most of the world problems here at
Every
WCCO.
Day?
Exactly.
We got to get you guys into the cabinet. Take one day to solve everything with you guys.
That's
still waiting on everything else to get wrapped up.
That's exactly right. So, thanks, Adam. So, somebody's called and said that I haven't gone on a Trump rant yet.
They're waiting for it.
They
don't want to miss it.
Well,
nothing's going on either. I'm sure you have nothing to add.
Well, usually when I fill in for Chad, I have a segment called What's Up with Trump? What's up with Trump?
You is know, it like, kind of like the SNL? Ooh,
yeah, exactly.
wee.
What's
what
up with Trump?
Trump? What up with Trump?
Trump?
We
it.
Need Kenan Thompson, but that's going to be way too much money for our budget to bring
well,
in.
Well, we got a couple things coming up next hour, including Alligator Alcatraz and Paramount when we return on 830 WCCO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.